Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, May 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, some active warrants from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Leslie Hebner has a local warrant for violation of probation for attempted manufacture of methamphetamine, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. And Vanessa Alcazar has a local warrant for battery on an officer, firefighter, or EMT, simple assault on an officer, firefighter, or EMT, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia or use, and disorderly intoxication. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events, do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Fort at 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. That's tfort@wauchulapolice.com. And Hardy District Schools and the Early Learning Coalition of Florida's Heartland will have their summer voluntary pre-K program, and you can register for free at elcfloridasheartland.org. For questions, you can call 941-255-1650. Your jobs here in the area, Cobb Site Development is looking for an estimating assistant. 1 year of construction estimating experience is preferred. Bernetti PA and Sebring is looking for a legal assistant. U.S. work authorization and 2 years of Microsoft Office experience are required. Bilingual fluency preferred. And Fender's Auto Parts in Arcadia is looking for a parts specialist. A driver's license is required and a high school diploma or GED. 1 year of sales and inventory control experience and multilingual fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions: overcast, temperature 77 degrees Fahrenheit with the dew point at 70. Relative humidity is 74%. Winds north at 13 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.10 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, cloudy, a chance of showers this morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-60s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north around 5 miles per hour after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Efforts continue to provide COVID-19 vaccines to California farm employees. Farmers and ranchers have been scheduling clinics at their individual farms to supplement those organized by farm groups. With vaccines now widely available, the group says they're working to encourage vaccine use. For example, the Farm Employers Labor Service is hosting a webinar this week to inform farm employees about vaccine effectiveness and safety. Florida lawmakers are urging U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai to work with members of Congress to implement immediate trade relief measures for U.S. producers of seasonal and perishable fruits and vegetables. According to thepacker.com, the May 5th letter was led by Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican, Democrat Darren Soto, Republican Austin Scott, Democrat Al Lawson, and Michigan Republican Bill Huizenga. The letter was also signed by 39 other congressional members. The House Education and Labor Subcommittee on Worker Protections held a hearing last week to discuss numerous proposals relating to the Fair Labor Standards Act. In discussions that included minimum wage, committee members focused on the farm workforce's exemption from FLSA-mandated overtime pay. Committee Republicans argued to maintain the exemption, focused on concerns with smaller producers' inability to comply, while Democrats reiterated the need for overtime pay and their support for the Fairness for Farm Workers Act.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
With corn and soybean prices and favorable early growing conditions so far in 2021, it's good news for growers here in the South. In addition, farmer interest in fungicides is strong, and the better corn and soybeans look, the more likely farmers will be interested in fungicides to protect plant health and support yield potential. Aaron Burke, Central U.S. Crop Sales Director, offers his thoughts on the bump in fungicide demand and the opportunities fungicides offer corn and soybean farmers this year.
The general outlook for corn and soybean fungicide use is higher demand than an average year. We had a relatively early spring, which helped growers get to the fields early. Sooner they get their crops in, generally the higher the yield potential, especially in corn.
When selecting a fungicide for their crops, Burke says growers should consider history of past challenges on the farm, yield potential, and any historical management practices that have worked.
When growers in corn look at V3 to V5 applications, generally that's more based around historical issues they might have had with anthracnose, northern corn leaf blight, or some of the other diseases that are just traditional issues in corn. And the V3 to V5 application addresses those issues. Then when you get into the VT or the tassel applications, those happen much later in the season. And really, that's about another layer of protection for disease.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. McDonald's raising pay at 650 company-owned stores in the U.S. 95% of McDonald's are franchisees. It's also encouraging them to hike wages. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 473,000.
It's a new pandemic low and the latest evidence that fewer employers are cutting jobs as consumers ramp up spending and more businesses reopen. Applications declined 34,000 from a revised 507,000 a week earlier. The number of weekly jobless claims has fallen significantly from a peak of 900,000 in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wholesale prices rose a higher-than-expected 0.6% in April, driven by rising food prices. Economists had been expecting a 0.3% increase. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. James Harden returned to the court and helped the Brooklyn Nets stay in the hunt for a possible number one seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs. Harden provided 18 points and 11 assists as the Nets earned a 128-116 win over the Spurs.
You know, this is my longest I've been without playing basketball. So just, I didn't know how, especially coming off the bench, not playing the first quarter and having to stay warm. And you know, I just had to go out there and just build confidence and do what I do. And it took me a little bit.
Harden had missed more than a month with a strained right hamstring. The Nets have won three straight to pull within 1.5 games of the 76ers for the Eastern Conference lead. Utah Jazz hold a 1.5 game lead over Idle Phoenix atop the Western Conference with 2 games left after they lost to Portland 105-98. The Suns have 3 games left. Atlanta beat Washington 121-116. The Hawks clinched their first playoff berth since 2017. It was Dallas 125, New Orleans 107. The Lakers 124, Houston 122. Cleveland 102, Boston 94. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, Vegas finished the regular season with a 6-0 victory over San Jose. Golden Knights match Colorado's win over L.A. and remains 2 points ahead of the Avalanche of the West Division and for the top mark in the NHL. Colorado holds the tiebreaker based on regular season wins and can take the top spot by beating the Kings Thursday night. Avs defenseman Devon Taves, with 2 assists, talked after their 6-4 win over the Kings about the league loosening COVID-19 protocols for fully vaccinated players.
It'll be nice, I think. You know, a lot of teams in the playoffs do a lot of team meals as is, whether it'll be at the hotel or a restaurant. At least we have those options to get a little variety in there as well instead of just being at the hotel and get guys moving, get them out of the hotel, get them out of their bed a little bit more.
St. Louis Black, Minnesota 4-0. Both clubs have already clinched a playoff spot. Edmonton was an overtime winner over Montreal 4-3. The Oilers Canadiens also in the postseason. Ottawa overtime Toronto 4-3. Auston Matthews scored his NHL best 41st goal for the North Division champion Maple Leafs. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find in Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I used to think I was always indecisive, but now I'm not too sure. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.